You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We got more company results today, and we got results from the Cashbuild family. Cashbuild gave us their full year results for the year ended 30 June 2024. I'm joined on the line by Cashbuild's CEO, Werner Diacher, to take a look at the numbers and try and make sense of them. Good evening, Werner. Lovely to speak to you again. Revenues up 5%, dividend down almost 30%. How do you reflect on the period?
Good evening, Jimmy. It was a difficult period for the business. It's never pleasant when your bottom line is down, but unfortunately, in tough conditions, we're prepared to give away a bit of gross margin and keep our customers in store and keep them happy. But yeah, with expense base growing as well, that related to bottom line, that was down. And unfortunately, dividend following suit in terms of our 66% payout ratio that we're maintaining.
Werner, take me through some of those movements throughout the year. Obviously, some of the challenges you could not have foreseen coming. How did the business kind of fare, and where did you really see the struggle come in?
Jim, I think it's one very simple thing in consumers that are under pressure. And you know, we've seen it, especially in the first three quarters of the financial year for us, decorative products performing better than structural items, and which is an indication people are not adding rooms or building new things, but they're just renovating or doing flooring or painting or doing something smaller projects, if I can say that. So in quarter four, that changed. Luckily, we've seen a much better performance from the structural products in the business as well. So that was an interesting shift that happened.
Werner, would you say you've kind of seen a mellowing out of demand from the construction space when compared to COVID periods, for example, where everybody kind of had a big drive to make those renovations and everybody was under lockdown and didn't have much else to do? How's the business faring now? I know it's a couple of years post-COVID, but are you seeing any kinds of patterns from the COVID period that have carried through?
Not really. The post-COVID period was just a very free-for-all period in terms of everybody was doing something at home and changing things. And so we haven't seen that. We follow a pattern normally is that the structural items do well and that then gets followed by the finishing products. And the fact that we've seen structural doing slightly better is good news for us. But other than that, there's not really a trend. Obviously, things like the two-pot system and potential rate cuts should also be positive in terms of consumers having more money to spend in the stores.
Werner, let's look at the Zakhile Khaya initiative that you guys have within the business. That's certainly something that you guys have been busy with for quite some time to get that off the ground, to make sure you're able to provide that affordable housing solution. Take me through that project and where it kind of fits into the business model now, understanding that people do still need to continuously build homes.
Yeah, it's been a few years in the making. What we're trying to do is to help address the affordable housing shortage in South Africa. And we've partnered with the National Housing Finance Corporation and sort of helping customers, facilitating it basically for them to apply for that first-time homeowner grant that they can get from the NHFC. And further to that, we've done some architect drawing house plans that's pre-costed, that's available in store to purchase. And then our partners in providing finance, the likes of Capitec, provides a top-up finance so that we can make that dream come true for people to put a quality home over their roofs.
Werner, when we go back to the numbers and we just look through some of the details within the numbers, I saw that the business did go through some impairments, but the impairments are obviously accounting adjustments that you kind of have to go through. Take me through some of those movements and how that's affected the operational expenses of the business.
Yeah, so the impairment, we again, unfortunately, had to impair the rest of the P&L trademark and goodwill. And that had a 137 million impact on the current year. So when you look at operating expenses on the face of the income statement, it's been up 5%. If you exclude those two out of it, it's actually grown by 6%. But it's is luckily now fully impaired, so we're not expecting anything, or there won't be any more tradewill and goodwill impairments from P&L coming.
Mm. What can we look forward to, Werner? Going into the new year, obviously, it's kind of something that the team needs to build forward on, understanding that you have to put whatever last year's performance was to bed, put it behind you and move forward to continue growing the business. Are you guys looking at opening new stores? Is there something from a strategy point of view where you're saying we might be able to go into this area whilst our core business is a little soft?
Indeed, we've managed for the first time in a couple of years to actually add net numbers to our store base from 318 up to 322. And we've seen very good success with our alternative model store, or as we call it, our small model stores. That's given us opportunity to go into pre-existing buildings and help us grow the store numbers. And we're planning to do at least 10 of them in the year coming. So from a strategy perspective, that's a slight change in terms of our traditional model that we've been trading through. But it's been very successful, and we hope that it will give us the bit of an impetus on adding store numbers.
Mm. Werner, how are you feeling about the state of the South African consumer? I mean, your business is quite consumer-driven, and as you touched on, the interest rate impact and just consumer pressure is definitely weighing on your business. How are you kind of feeling at the moment, understanding that we still don't have a guarantee of those rate cuts, but we're hopeful?
Yes, no, it is. The consumers are under pressure. We can see it in the way they react and what they buy. But we are quietly positive about the aspects or the prospects of a rate cut, and linked to the fact that we believe that the government of national unity will do a bit more on infrastructure spend that's long overdue, which will employ more people and give money to be spent in stores. And then, as I mentioned just now, that the two-pot system, we should hopefully see some benefit from that coming into the business as well. Hopefully people will spend that pension money on durable goods.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in the new financial year. Hopefully the green shoots start to come through and the pressure is eased. I think we'll catch up when the next set of numbers come out, or before that if you decide to buy anything. But we'll leave it at that for now, Werner. Thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Werner De Jager, CEO at Cashbuild, on the year that was for them and what they might be looking at in the new year to keep the business going.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.